when we talk about the global elite, so many people ask me, okay, George, who are these people? And, you know, I say, you know, I don't know, but I throw out names like the Rockefellers, maybe George Soros, people like that. Am I close?
Well, I would estimate, and I've thought about this and researched it and looked at it for, as I pointed out, more than 30 years. And at a certain point, it really doesn't matter. If you realize that there's a power pyramid, and there always has been out throughout history from the Egyptian times up to the present, but a particular power pyramid that's a little more clever. They're not like the kings of old or the absolute monarchs like Louis XIV in France, where it was clear who was in charge and what he was doing to people. No, they're much more subtle. They meet behind closed doors. They have gatherings in places like Davos, where I've been a number of times as a journalist over the years. They meet in places quite remote where there's no press publicity. The Bilderberg is one vehicle, but I think it's a rather minor one at this point. It's far too much made of the Bilderberg mythos. But they're gatherings of powerful people, and maybe there are 150,000, 200,000 families that really see themselves as gods and see the rest of us as simply worker bees or ants to be crushed if we get in their way or something like that. Slaves.
Yeah. What do they want, William? What is their mission? What's their goal?
Well, to be honest, I think these are people who are, if we were to analyze them psychoanalytically, we would say they're functional psychotics and very, very sick, mentally ill people who are absolutely obsessed with power. Power over life on this planet in all forms. That's the only conclusion I've reached after years of research. Families like Rockefeller, look at what they've done since 1913 when John D. Rockefeller, the titan of the Standard Oil fortune, he created this foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation. The first thing they did was focus on education and on medicine, and they transformed the practice of medicine in the United States and then through that in the world. To the worse, in my view. And my own father was a medical doctor, educated through the system. So they are after power. They're not just after money. Money is kind of an incidental that comes with the power. But for them, it's simply a pathological desire for power. And as the saying goes, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And there are some absolutely corrupt people here calling the shots or trying to call the shots. I think they're in deep trouble over the last several years.
So true. They probably have so much money, they're probably so bored that the only game in town for them now is manipulating the planet.
Yeah, I think so. As I said in one of my books, Full Spectrum Dominance, Totalitarian Democracy in the New World Order, all of these so-called spontaneous Twitter revolutions in the streets of Tunisia and Egypt and so forth, and across the Middle East and North Africa in the last months, that is part of this attempt to extend the long tentacles of the Pentagon to completely control the oil flows to Europe and to China and to Central Asia under the militarization of the Pentagon. And they're just this is just the long arm. The Pentagon is simply the long arm of these old families, I think. You know, Rockefeller and some others.
On one hand, William, one might think, well, maybe this is good. The United States is going to control everything. That's good for us. And then on the other hand, you think, now, wait a minute. Eventually, they're going to want to control us, too. So it's it's a mixed feeling here.
Look at the us is not how they see it. They don't see us as part of them.
No, they don't.
They
That's
see
true.
Us as the enemy to be. If you look at what David Rockefeller, George Soros, Bill Gates is very prominent among them, Warren Buffett, Ted Turner, they founded a thing back in 2009 in New York City at the Rockefeller University called the Good Club. And the agenda, according to press reports of that meeting, of these were all billionaires only need come. These were all multi-billionaires, and their agenda was, how do we reduce world population? So that is kind of the mentality of these people. They want game preserves, where they can hunt wild game at will and shoot up who knows what, as we know from the adventures of Dick Cheney with his bird hunting down in Texas some years ago, shooting up his best lawyer friend.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, they've slapped him together with bionic parts, haven't they? he just keeps going. He's like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, years ago, William, if you had told people this years ago, they would have laughed at you. They would have thought, oh, come on, you're just being sensational here. Today, I think most people, especially people listening to you now across this country, they won't laugh anymore. I think they understand what's happening.
Well, if you look at what's happened to the United States over the past 30 years, the country is almost not identifiable. The Congress of the United States after 9/11 gave away in legislative form and re-endorsed that decision to give away the fundamental Bill of Rights and the protection of citizens under law that the Constitution should have guaranteed. Fear is the dominant emotion that we find in the United States today. And through fear, these powerful elites that think they're the gods of money or the gods of the world, they are able to manipulate us. And people have fear of losing their jobs. They have fear that their children are going to get some horrendous illness that has long since vanished like smallpox. So they vaccinate on the advice of their doctors. They vaccinate their infant at 3 months. And little wonder that we have so many allergies among young children nowadays that, and also quite severe illnesses as a likely consequence of these kind of practices. But fear is what dominates most people today. And as long as these elites are able to radiate fear, then we're helpless against that. I think we're not helpless, and that's why I keep doing what I'm doing.